A community is only a community when its people come together in an awareness of and support for each other and, of course, their surroundings. This includes businesses, organizations, resources, activities of all shapes and sizes and types. My next guest joins us to preview an upcoming event which offers the opportunity for Sussex County, New Jersey residents to just do that and have some fun when they're doing that. It's Sussex County Day, which is coming up on Sunday, May 3rd. Here with the details is the president of the Sussex County Chamber of Commerce, Tammy Horsfield. Good morning, Tammy.
Hi there.
And, of course, it's SussexCountyChamber.org. Find out more about this event. And if you're one of the area businesses, not a part of the chamber, that's how you get in on all that stuff. It's coming up on Sunday, as I said, May 3rd, noon till 4, at Sussex County Community College. And other than what I was alluding to in the introduction, Tammy, what does an event like this allow a community to do and the people within it?
This is a true celebration of Sussex County. While many of our towns have their own town days, this is a day for us to collectively come together and celebrate Sussex County and all it has to offer. And while the Chamber is spearheading this event, it's really a countywide event, a community event that has brought together all kinds of people from the towns to the county to businesses to residents, all in one area to promote all the great things we have that allow us to have a great place to work, live, and play.
And I forgot to mention the most important thing, free admission.
Free admission for the public, absolutely free admission, and there's going to be a lot of fun things. This is our first annual Sussex County Day, and we've involved a lot of entities. The County of Sussex has proclaimed the first Sunday in May as Sussex County Day, and they are supportive and active in this day. We also have each of our towns that are looking to participate and have exhibits related to their towns. The fire departments are coming out for a tug of war. We have a $1,000 prize to the fire department with the strongest team. Lots of fun other stuff. We have pie throwing and egg tosses with our municipal representatives. We have lots of fun games and activities for the kids. Entertainment, we have a Sussex County Idol coming back and some other entertainment for folks. Lots of stuff for the kids, lots of stuff. Free bike helmets, bike decorating contests where people should bring their bikes decorated, and an apple pie contest where you can, enjoy a piece of pie. There's just so much going on that day that it's truly going to be a very exciting day.
I was looking at the lineup too, Tammy, and for someone who was relatively new to the county, this is probably the easiest way to become as familiar as a longtime resident of everything that this county offers.
That's very true. And as a matter of fact, we made it easy. We're going to make it easy for people to really get to know the county. The towns will have displays, but around their towns will be their surrounding businesses. So if you're a business in one particular town, you will be in the area where your town is displayed, which will give people an opportunity to understand where some of the businesses are located. If you are one that has many locations, you'll be located in the county area where you can share all of your locations with people.
Talking with Tammy Horsfield, who is the president of the Sussex County Chamber of Commerce, about the first annual Sussex County Day coming up on Sunday, May 3rd from noon until 4 at Sussex County Community College. Find out more at SussexCountyChamber.org. Admission is free. People of all ages are welcome, and there'll be plenty for everyone to do in that four-hour time span. And for the community groups too, Tammy, it's really a way to engage people who think that, it'd be great if I can give to my community, but they don't know where to turn to or who to turn to.
Exactly. As a matter of fact, the proceeds, if there are any, because we're investing a lot back into this event, will go to scholarships in our community. And Newton Medical Center is our exclusive platinum sponsor. They'll be doing screenings for people, providing education as well in the wellness area. So a really important piece of us is keeping our community well, and we promote that. It's important for people to come out and really get to know what Sussex County has to offer. Our community people can come out and give back, as you said, giving back to the community. But also, a lot of our nonprofit organizations and such will be promoting what they have to offer here. We have so much here in Sussex County to promote and to let people know about. We don't have to go anywhere else to do that. We have it right here.
And obviously with May 3rd just around the corner, is there still time for a business, an organization, a vendor of some kind to still become a part of the party on May 3rd?
Absolutely. There is the Sussex County Community College fields have lots of space, so we have room for lots. Anyone who's interested should certainly contact us. We would be happy to include them in our event.
How does an idea like this formulate? I mean, is it an obvious need that you all of a sudden just say, gee, why haven't we been doing this for the last decade? Was there a call or a question?
Well, it kind of was a call to pull us together from a community-based group. A number of years we've been doing a family fest, and it was, you know, very much oriented to wellness. Well, that group and just meeting with others in the community felt that we needed a day to truly celebrate all Sussex County has to offer, not just one component of it. And that became the brainchild of that group. And from there, we launched Sussex County Day, and this is going to be an exciting event now, especially growing in the future. And I see it as a way for us to have our residents come out, enjoy a day of fun, entertainment, and education, and celebrate all that we have right here, always remembering we can shop local, and we have lots of services and products right here.
And especially after the long stretch of cold and wintry weather we've had, and finally we break into the warm, this is a great way to get people back out in circulation.
Absolutely. It's a good way to show your community spirit, and we hope you'll come out and join us and have some fun.
And I mentioned the website for the Sussex County Chamber of Commerce, sussexcountychamber.org, because that is where you can download all the information for vendor contracts, exhibitor contracts, Sussex County aisle entry forms, if you want to be a sponsor, an entertainer, a performer for the day, fire department registration forms, and if you're already in on the party, all the participant marketing materials that you'll need so that you can play a role in bringing in as many people as possible so that there will be a 2nd, 3rd, 4th, 10th, and 20th Sussex County Day.
Got it.
As the future goes on. And parents, this is my little preference. Out of the many things that are happening, that are going on Sussex County Day on Sunday, May 3rd, check out the free bike helmets and everything to do with Bike Safe because, again, also with the warm weather, kids are going to get out there. There's some drivers who aren't the sharpest knives in the drawer, and you just want to make sure that everyone is careful as we get back to being used to doing outdoor stuff.
Absolutely.
So that's one of the great
good
things.
Happens.
And spend some time with the community groups, too, because they have needs, people power, not just donation needs. And you'd be surprised just to find out what kind of role you could play in helping these great groups perform better and provide more services than they are already doing. But the basic is Sunday, May 3rd at Sussex County Community College from noon till 4. First annual Sussex County Day. And to find out more, you can call the chamber up at 973-579-1811. Or you can get all the information, entry forms, registration forms, and anything else you might need at sussexcountychamber.org. She is the president of the Sussex County Chamber of Commerce, Tammy Horsfield. Tammy, best of success with the event on the 3rd. Thanks for being here this morning.
Thank you so much. Hope to see you there.